From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis delivered the annual State of the City address before a lunch gathering of about 600 people at the Peoria Civic Center. The annual lunch is hosted by the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce and was underwritten by Dewberry & Associates. We're rebroadcasting it with the permission of and thanks to the Chamber. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis started with a number of thank yous to community leaders. Most were in the room for the luncheon. His speech lasted slightly more than 27 minutes. The remainder is posted on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis.
As an active member of the Chamber's Young Professional Organization, which led the All-American City Initiative, it's my pleasure to play a small part in today's State of the All-American City. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Chamber and all of you, the business community, for all that you do to promote our city and this award that we've won, All-American City. To be clear, Peoria's recognition as one of 10 2013 All-American Cities is a nice recognition and one which we should celebrate. But it's no time to rest. Instead, I think we should take this as an opportunity to reflect on all the things that we do well and use this as motivation to continue to improve. I want to challenge all of you and your businesses to make an extra effort in 2014 to do something to make our city great, a place where all of us are even more proud to live and work. Soon you'll hear about progress in our downtown and warehouse district, areas of town where Dewberry will continue to share a vision for what's possible with all the potential we have. You're also going to hear about many other exciting projects throughout our city. A common thread throughout is our Mayor Jim Artis, who's continued to use the All-American City Award to attract talented people, business opportunities, and visitors to our city. I will waste no further time before I introduce him. Our mayor is a lifelong Peorian, a 1977 graduate of Spalding Institute, and a 1982 graduate of Illinois State University. It wouldn't seem right if I didn't take this opportunity with the upcoming ISU-Bradley game to nudge him one more time to root for the hometown Braves. Yeah, a round of applause for the Braves. Mayor Artis and his wife Mimi have been married for over 26 years, and they have three children. As you might imagine, his community activities are numerous, and perhaps most notably, he has been participating in the St. Jude Memphis to Peoria run for an impressive 19 years. He serves on the board of the St. Jude Midwest affiliate. He's also the board president for the Tim Artis Foundation for Hope and also Peoria Promise. Jim is the executive director for Access Global Engineering, executive director of corporate strategies, a firm that has been Peoria for over 25 years. Jim served as a council member at large from 1999 to 2005, at which time he took his first term as mayor, and today he's serving his third term. On behalf of everyone at Dewberry, it is my distinct honor to introduce our mayor, Jim Artis.
Thank you for that kind introduction, Chris. I appreciate the challenge that you put out there right off the bat as well. I'll probably echo that at some point this morning, but I appreciate that coming from a member of the business community as well. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for coming on this balmy January day. We'll start with a few acknowledgments, and then we'll quickly get into this year's address. First, please join me in thanking the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce for the opportunity to present this year's State of the City Address and the title sponsor, Dewberry. Also, a huge thank you to Mary Ardapple, the interim president of the chamber. Every business person in this town knows Mary and how dedicated she is to being an advocate for the business community. Mary, we appreciate all your hard work. As I look around the room, it doesn't take long to see many, many faces and many community leaders and others who are truly committed to the future of Peoria and our entire region. a future characterized by sustainable economic growth, educational success and competitiveness, and local government stability and integrity. Time doesn't permit me to recognize everyone, but please allow me just a few minutes to mention at least a few individuals for their efforts in consistently seeking improvement, safety, and vibrancy in our shared urban environment. If you would, please hold your applause until the end, and we'll just thank everybody at once and go a little bit quicker. First, to my fellow council members, I'm proud to serve with this hardworking group. Also, our city clerk, city treasurer, township supervisor, and assessor. Next, our city manager, Patrick Urich, and his staff. County Board Chairman Tom O'Neill. Other members of the county board, and Administrator Lori Luther. District 150, School Board President Rick Cloyd, and other members, and also Superintendent Granita Lathan, as well as Dunlap 323 School Board President Amy Fairfield Deering and other school board members and their superintendent Jay Marino. I'd also like to offer special thanks to any of the area mayors that were able to join us today. This group tries to meet often, and we share thoughts to make our area better. Mayors Barra, Mingus, Dillon, Allen, and Manier. And also please recognize Dr. Amir Al-Khafaji, who is the head of our sustainability effort, which you'll be hearing a little bit more about later. Finally, all the other local and state elected officials, as well as school teachers and administrators who are with us today, we appreciate your service and your hard work for our region. Please give them all a round of applause. Well, 2013 was another significant year for us. As Chris mentioned, a lot of hard work by the Peoria Young Professionals organization led to Peoria being named an All-American City for the fourth time. Only six cities in the United States have won the award more times than Peoria, and I'd like to thank the Young Professionals and their lead cheerleader, Dr. Tim Kunda, for a job well done. We saw the new Marriott Pier Marquette open. We had our first ever marathon in Peoria, and new roads and streetscapes are coming into the warehouse district to make way for new businesses. It's exciting to see restaurants like Sugar joining gyms downtown, Adam Street Cafe, Haddad's, and other reliable dining establishment, and that group continues to grow. And remember, most of these are independent, locally owned restaurants. Think of these and all the other fine places that we have to dine here that are unique to Peoria. The Lariat, the Fish House, Rizzi's, Donnelly's, Avani's, Kelleher's, Touche, Edge, Los Cimadores, Salt, Rhythm Kitchen, Cracked Pepper, Hofbrau, Alexander Street Steakhouse, and the list goes on. This is a good time to remind everyone how important it is to make an effort to support our locally owned businesses, be it restaurants or hardware stores, whatever. We're looking forward to more new business in Peoria this year as well. The Courtyard Marriott will open for business this spring, and the newly remodeled Sheraton Four Points will follow. We're looking for exciting news on Main and Madison as we work to secure new developments that will include a refurbished Madison Theater. More great news is the homecoming of Running Central to Peoria. This summer, Adam and Marie White, the entrepreneurs behind Running Central and RC Race Management, will be moving their operations to 311 Southwest Water Street to give it a new home in downtown Peoria. I cannot tell you how exciting this is for our riverfront. Not only are the Whites investing nearly $1.5 million to renovate warehouse space, but they're building a one-of-a-kind retail experience as well. Their 9,000-square-foot showroom will be unlike anything else in Illinois, and we expect them to bring thousands of guests, and more importantly, shoppers, diners, and museum visitors into our downtown each year. Running Central's new location is the next important step in the rebirth of our downtown. While we're discussing downtown, in early 2014, we will be launching the Downtown Development Corporation. This entity will be charged with driving development in downtown and in the Warehouse District. Throughout the country, public-private partnerships such as this are helping advance their communities' urban cores. In fact, Peoria is likely the largest community in America that doesn't have an organization whose sole mission is to champion downtown. That ends this year. DDCs can be powerful tools for change and progress. They coordinate efforts, attract investment, and match developers with opportunity. The CEO Council and the City of Peoria have been working on this concept since last year. Fundraising is underway, and the board's beginning to take shape. There's nothing more important to the economic future of this region than the vibrancy of Peoria's downtown, and I expect great things from this Downtown Development Corporation. The Louisville Slugger Project is going to be a home run for Peoria. This project's been in the formulation stage for a couple of years. Local businessman Mark Peterson's team has done a great job of designing a world-class sports complex. When finished, the Louisville Slugger Sports Complex will provide one of the best sports experience for kids in the country. Its goal is to ensure that their participants, their coaches, and their parents will leave the facility talking more about the tremendous experience they had than they do about how many games were won or lost. The Louisville Slugger Sports Complex will be unique in the Midwest with its size, all-weather versatility, experienced management staff, proximity to hospitality venues and consumer convenience amenities, and partnerships with some of the industry's top companies and organizations. The complex will be the catalyst for millions of dollars per year in economic impact for our community. During the peak summer months, the complex will fill 25% of all the hotel rooms in the Peoria area for nearly 100 consecutive nights. We're excited to welcome Louisville Slugger to Peoria, and we say play ball. A tremendous amount of hard work has also been invested to attract business development to Peoria, and that hard work is starting to pay dividends. We're working to identify opportunities to expand our current businesses and find new businesses, not simply duplicating existing retail. Think about CSE in the Warehouse District. If you aren't familiar with them, you should be. Check out their website. Jot it down, csesoftware.com. This exciting and innovative company specializes in custom software development. You just have to see the serious gaming and simulation they've developed to believe it. I want to put a plug in at this point for some other local folks that have been working hard to cultivate, educate, and motivate entrepreneurs in Central Illinois. The co-founders of Infire Media at Peoria Next, Jake Hammond and Amy Lambert, have this to say about Start with the Why, an event that's happening in Peoria this weekend, and I quote, "New Year's resolutions often fail because we overemphasize what we want to do. Sometimes we even plan how we're going to do it and have some success because we've stuck to the plan. But the only way to affect lasting change is to understand why we do what we do." So Startup Peoria wants to invite you all to join them this Saturday, February 1st, to celebrate their successes and failures of 2013, to announce their plans for 2014, and to offer an opportunity to learn why and help them on their way. So check out their website this afternoon when you get back. Seating's limited, but I think that the website is on the bottom of your screen. Start with the y-peoria.eventbrite.com, and I will look forward to seeing you there because I'm going to go too. So, as we've mentioned before, sometimes it's more difficult to develop and redevelop in an older city with existing buildings and infrastructure than to develop in a green or brown field. Many times that leads to somewhat of a bad rap that Peoria is a difficult place to do business. The council and I, along with the manager and his staff, are constantly working on ways to streamline our processes, to minimize some of the red tape where possible. And since our city manager came on board nearly 3 years ago, time flies when you're having fun, Patrick, I've been talking to him about this and sometimes the negative perception issues for development. To some people, it would seem that our default answer when a new proposal comes along is just no. Not only is that not the case, am I lying? Not only is that not the case, but we're going to emphasize that and work hard to emphasize that in our attitude going forward. You may notice a few people wearing the universal slash button with the word no on it in the middle. This morning I gave the manager a big bag of those buttons to distribute around City Hall, which I'm not seeing a lot of yet, Mr. Manager. We'll talk about that. The message is that when it comes to helping grow business, our first words won't be, no, you can't do it. So don't mistake that for everything you ask for will be yes. But we're working towards a cultural attitude that we want to help you accomplish your goals. Let's see what we can do to help you get there. Let's work together to make this project happen, to benefit the project, the existing businesses and residents in the area, and the city as a whole. I believe this simple reminder to look for positive solutions will enhance the development process going forward. I'm proud to tell you that the City Council recently approved the first ever two-year budget. A continued slow economic recovery and stale EAVs have inspired us to plan for more than just the year ahead. My thanks to the city manager and his staff for helping us create that two-year budget. The city manager also continued to change the organizational culture at City Hall to focus on responsiveness and efficiency. The responses to the spring floods and the November tornado by our city staff were outstanding examples of quality public service. And our new public works director, Mike Rogers, who came to us from San Antonio, brings a fresh, young, and vibrant perspective as well as a focus on customer service. Last year, I provided a list of accomplishments that were achieved by our Sustainability Commission, chaired by Dr. Alkafaji. We called it Peoria Sustainability 2.0. The commission focuses on economic development, social equity, and sustainability initiatives for the future. The strategic plan is to achieve regional and statewide sustainability. Let me mention just a few of the things our sustainability group, led by Dr. Alkafaji, achieved last year. Probably near the top of the list was the due diligence done by members of the commission to give the council important information to make a decision on the water company purchase option. The commission held the third annual executive summit that was attended by 42 of the most prominent national leaders in infrastructure. The attendees included then Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, Illinois Secretary of Transportation Ann Snyder, Chicago Commissioner of Aviation Rosie Andolino, and Senate Minority Leader Christine Redonio. The discussion focused on pension reform and sustainable funding for infrastructure. The commission held the fourth annual Christmas toy giveaway in junction with PHA. The event was held at the Gateway Building and was attended by over 250 children and family members. Members of the commission and a group of Bradley students worked together to clean up the floodplain of the Illinois River in greater Peoria area to help our environment. Bradley student Moses White Miller was going to drop out of Bradley because of financing issues. And the commission provided financial support and guidance, and we at the city offered him a part-time paid internship. This allowed Moses to graduate in December with a degree in civil engineering. He's the first in his family to earn a college degree. This isn't just about touching one life, but about helping a family, and a community gain an engineer that could have been a dropout. The commission assembled a statewide disadvantaged business enterprise focus group to help with capacity building and participation of women and minority-owned businesses. The group met in Chicago to launch several new initiatives. The commission met with a diverse group of investors in Michigan interested in potential investment opportunities in the warehouse district and other areas of Peoria. Several of those members were going to be with us today, but were not able to because of the weather. But those members will be of that group will be visiting Peoria in the next month or two. The commission's working with an international environmental design firm to open a new minority-owned office in Peoria, and the Sustainability Commission now has a presence at City Hall in the manager-mayor office suite, as well as a position on our city website. I'm grateful for the Sustainability Commission, and I believe that the work being done by this group is helping to make Peoria a world-class, all-American city. And I think we can agree that another thing that we need to do to achieve this stature is to continue to place a strong focus on education. It's important to note that our school-related problems are not unique to Peoria. Most mid-sized urban communities with high concentrations of poverty, low-performing schools, localized crime, and high unemployment due to a lack of appropriate job skills are all suffering as well. I attended the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meetings in Washington, D.C. last week, and the number one issue of mayors across the country was improving and reforming our struggling schools. A couple years ago, I believe I told you at this address that I was working with other mayors across the state on this issue, and we have now formed a 501c organization that you'll begin to hear more about in 2014. We'll work together on a host of issues of mutual concern, but education reform initiatives will be our main focus. It seems like after many years of pounding the education issues in the bully pulpit, the community is really beginning to engage in this subject. With people like Glenn Barton, Tom Fleege, John Sane, along with council members, including Councilmember Spain and Councilman Weaver participating in the discussion, we know that we have to improve the quality of our graduates. Sam Nelson from the Illinois Student Assistance Commission has brought the state's College Changes Everything program to Peoria and really raising awareness about this important topic. Our community cannot move forward without well-educated, skilled workers for both white-collar and blue-collar jobs. We have to do more, and we have to do it better. In my opinion, a community focus on education issues and solutions should be priority number one for everyone. Ask yourself what you, what your company, your church, whatever organization that you participate in, what are you doing to help us move the ball forward in the education arena? Every year I remind the group of the outstanding educational resources that we have the privilege of enjoying in Peoria area. Think about the offerings we boast after grade and high school. Our preeminent world-class private institution on the Hill, Bradley University. Illinois Central College, University of Illinois Peoria Center, University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria, Midstate College, Robert Morris College, Eureka College, St. Francis and Methodist Nursing Schools. It's an amazing offering for a city our size. In recent strategic planning sessions, the City Council prioritized education in our community. Don't forget that one of Peoria's assets is Dunlap School District 323. For those of you that don't realize it, over 70% of the Dunlap students have City of Peoria addresses. Although District 150's issues are very intense, and we spend a lot of time working together to assist them, we're also focused on the importance of maintaining the strong reputation that 323 has built, and we're reaching out to their superintendent and their board to enhance communications between the city and their board and their administration. Even though the city council doesn't have any governing control over our schools, I'm committed to keeping a focus on educational performance in Peoria. We have to do better. The quality of our education system is the number one factor influencing our ability to grow this city, and we're not going in the right direction. I hope that everyone will continue to support and invest in Peoria Promise. Invest, not contribute. Peoria Promise is 6 years old now, and we've supported over 1,300 students in the program. And I have to say that without Caterpillar, OSF, Methodist, Choice Point Methodist, RLI, Illinois American Water Company, CEFQ, and a lot of other businesses in this community, this program would not have survived to this point. But we still need your help. I encourage you to get involved personally and to have your company contact the Peoria Promise Executive Director, Sherry McGill, who's with us today, to learn more about how you can help us. If I could, I'd like to take a moment to recognize the hardworking Peoria Promise Board of Directors and their Executive Director, Sherry McGill, and ask those present to please allow us to give you that recognition. Well, this is probably a good time to acknowledge a gentleman who's done more to foster communication and community discussion on school-related issues than anyone, and that's my unpaid, overworked education liaison for the past almost 9 years, Dr. Bill Collier. Dr. Collier is a lifelong Peorian administrator and was the longtime superintendent for Dunlap 323. I could not begin to count the hundreds of hours that he's spent working on school-related issues for us, but I know there isn't a person with any association with education around here that doesn't know and respect the efforts of Dr. Bill Collier. So for these reasons, and for frankly many more, I'm proud to announce at this time that I'd like to present this year's Mayor's Outstanding Community Service Award to Dr. Bill Collier for his continued hard work to improve the most important assets for our community's success, and that's our kids' education. Please join me in congratulating Dr. Collier at this time. Dr. Collier is definitely not an I person, he's a we person, and he's probably going to kill me for this, but the award reads, for over 8 years of extraordinary leadership in your position as mayor's education liaison in Peoria, the bridges you've built to improve communication between community decision makers have increased education-focused outcomes to a place it's never been. Thank you for your dedication to our most precious community assets, tomorrow's leaders, our children. You'll recall last year the award was presented to Susie Ketterer and Maggie Whalen and Team Samantle for all their extraordinary efforts to help us with the Don't Shoot initiative. Don't Shoot continues to mature, and according to statistics, we're beginning to see some signs of improvement fighting gun crimes in our community. I'm sure you've heard also about Carl Cannon's new program that focuses on educating our youngsters to stay away from guns and crime early. Don't even get to the point where we're addressing them in the courts. He's dubbed the effort Don't Start, and it's the first of its kind in the country. We've come to expect success in any program that Carl becomes involved with, and I know that the Don't Start program will have a tremendous positive impact on our community and on our young people. In spite of continued tough times, the council and I are committed to making Peoria a safer community. Our investment in ShotSpotter technology is proof of that, and we've also allocated sufficient dollars in our operating budget this year to complement a COPS grant that will allow us to hire over 16 new Peoria police officers. Public safety in our community is a priority, and we want to give our outstanding police officers and firefighters the manpower and tools that they need to provide for public safety. Speaking of public safety, I'd like to quickly mention that our fire chief, Kent Tomlin, recently appointed as his first assistant chief, a distinguished, experienced, longtime fire professional and former fire chief in Pekin. Please join me in welcoming our new assistant chief, Chief Chuck Laus. Well, Chief Settingsguard and Sheriff McCoy continued their efforts to determine the feasibility of merging our consolidating law enforcement in Peoria on a countywide basis in response to my challenge at the State of the City 2 years ago. Research on the subject, particularly through Michigan State University's program on consolidated and shared services, has enabled them to identify many of the significant opportunities and challenges that are presented when executing a consolidation. Major issues that have been identified range from concern for local accountability to differences in labor contracts to executive leadership struggles. A meeting was recently held with Dr. Alexander Weiss, a member of Michigan State's Consolidated and Shared Services team, and the former director of Northwestern University's Center for Public Safety. Based upon a recommendation from Dr. Weiss, the chief and the sheriff will be traveling to Louisville, Kentucky in March to learn from a community whose consolidation efforts have many similarities to our situation here in Peoria. Dr. Weiss may be contracted to consult on the Peoria County consolidation efforts in the future. The final topic in the area of public safety will be a few words about our local American Red Cross. Anne Fox, as we all know, is a well-respected leader in our community. Her board chairman is Caterpillar's Greg Folly. And with other distinguished area leaders, they've taken our local office to the upper echelons of Red Cross chapters around the country. Between the floods this spring and the tornadoes this fall, we really came to know the importance of a world-class Red Cross organization this year. I encourage you to learn more about the Red Cross Ready Rating Program. It's free. It's a web-based program designed to help businesses, organizations, and schools prepare for emergencies. Members complete a self-paced online assessment of their current readiness level and receive immediate customized feedback with tips to improve preparedness and tools to develop a disaster plan designed for their unique circumstances. Visit readyrating.org to get started, and there's also information on your table. If you wait until after the disaster to plan, you're too late. There are always so many topics to mention and not enough time to say everything that deserves it. As I bring this year's address to a close, there are a few things that I want to reinforce. First of all, we're in an outstanding community. We're an all-American city. We should all be proud, very proud. We're blessed with a very diverse business community. Most of the businesses in this community are committed to engaging areas and initiatives that make us stronger. I can't mention you all, but I have to mention the foundation of our business community, Caterpillar, Inc. I don't think there's a person who lives and works in Central Illinois that isn't positively impacted by the generosity of Caterpillar every single day of the year. Their leadership is second to none, and I'd like to publicly acknowledge their chairman and CEO, Doug Oberhelman, and Team Caterpillar, for all they do here in our community and around the world. Secondly, to kind of segue off of the American Red Cross mention, it goes without saying that it was an extremely difficult November for many of our friends and neighbors due to the devastating tornado that tore through Central Illinois. I'd like to commend area leaders for their diligent effort to provide leadership and guide their communities through an extremely difficult time. And I have to take a moment to give special mention to Washington Mayor Gary Menier. Mayor Menier was scheduled to be with us today, but he got an offer he couldn't refuse. who'll be attending the President's State of the Union address tonight as a guest of our Senator Mark Kirk. Rarely does the public get to see a true, courageous mayoral leadership in the face of heart-rending human tragedy and breathtaking physical destruction. But such leadership indeed happened beginning on November 17th last year, when the monster tornado over an eighth of a mile wide blitzed the city of Washington and ripped apart over 3 square miles of urban environment. Over 1,000 homes were destroyed or seriously damaged by winds upwards of 200 miles an hour, causing tons of life-threatening debris to fill the sky. Washington was seriously wounded but not broken. Before the last of the debris hit the ground, some as far as 200 miles away, Mayor Gary Menear was on the scene to provide leadership of intensity, tenacity, compassion, perseverance, and courage. In times like what Washington residents faced on November 17th and to this day, they needed someone to look to for direction, guidance, and comfort. And they're getting it in super doses from Mayor Menear. The people of Washington are indeed blessed to have someone of Gary Menear's stature and leadership in the mayor's chair at this time and its rich history. This is the finest example of mayoral leadership and courage that I've personally had the privilege of witnessing. A strong city of Washington makes our community stronger. And the same goes for Pekin, East Peoria, Morton, and the rest of our neighboring communities. Please remember to support our friends as they work hard to rebuild their communities. In closing, I want to thank everyone for being here today. It's an honor to serve as your mayor. I'm fortunate to say that in delivering this, my 9th State of the City address, I have more optimism, more enthusiasm, and more excitement about what's happening here than at any other time. We're addressing areas that need attention, and we're continuing to move forward. The council and I can't do it all. We need each and every one of you. Please leave here today with a resolution to continue or to start getting involved. God's blessed us with many assets in this region. We need to be sure we acknowledge them and that we make our community and the world better off than how we inherited it. I know we will. God bless you all, and let's have a great year in 2014. Good afternoon.
You've been listening to the annual State of the City speech delivered today by Peoria Mayor Jim Artis. I'm Tanya Kuntz. This is Outside the Horseshoe.